Another year, another Tisha B'Av. Another year where we have to sit, we have to mourn, we have to depend on each other, support each other, and that we also have to go through the difficulty and the tragedy, not just of today, but of all of Jewish history. But what's unique about this year, like often happens throughout the years, we have a ritual, or really a lack of a ritual, that helps us get in the mood. As you've noticed, hopefully, none of us has said Havdalah. Usually, that's our demarcation of the end of Shabbos. And yet we don't have it this year. There's an interesting Gemara that tells us that in order to say Havdalah, you have to have one specific thing. The rabbis ask, when do you say Havdalah in davening? So the rabbis say that you say it during Atah Chonein, the first bracha of the Shemona Esrei inside of Maariv. The question is why? So there's one opinion that explains that it's the first thing that is very weekday-like. We haven't said the bracha of Atah Chonein all week. So the first opportunity we have, so we're going to put Atah Chonantanu, the Havdalah of davening, inside of that bracha. But there's another opinion. Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Gimbal explains, Rav Yosef Amar, Mitoch Shehi Chachma, Kavua Bebirchas Chachma. The reason that we put it inside of Atah Chonein is because Havdalah requires Das. That in order to say Havdalah, to recognize the difference between Shabbos and Chol, the difference between Kodesh and the mundane, requires a certain level of intellect, certain ability to distinguish. The Gemara continues to explain that Das is a very important element. Amar Rav Yami Gedola Dea Shenita B'Tchilas Bracha Shalchol, that Das is important because it's the beginning of all of our weekday brachos. And then he adds, Gedola Dea Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios, which means, the Gemara explains, that Das is sandwiched in one place in Tanakh between two names of Hashem. And it first says the name of Hashem, Kikel, and then it says Deos, and then it says Hashem. Sandwiched in between two Hashems. Okay, interesting concept, that there's something about Das which is supported on all sides by Hashem, by the Divine. The Gemara then says there's only one other word that has the same element, that is also sandwiched between the Shemos of Hashem. What's that word? Gadol Mikdash, Shenasan Bein Bezosios. The word Mikdash is also sandwiched between two names of Hashem. The Pasuk tells us, Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. The only two words in Tanakh, with one possible exception that the Gemara refutes, the only two words are Das and Mikdash, that are sandwiched between two names of Hashem. The Gemara learns from here, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Dea, anyone who has Das, who has intellect, who has this certain level of higher reasoning, Ki Ilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, it's as if they've built the Beis HaMikdash. Or more literally, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash has been built in their lifetime. If someone has Das, they have the Beis HaMikdash. So what do we have? We have a night tonight where we recognize that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, because we lack the Beis HaMikdash, we also lacked the Das. We lack the knowledge, we lack that intellect in order to bring the Beis HaMikdash. Some of the Achronim look at this line and they say, what does it mean practically? How does one thing lead to the other? What does the Beis HaMikdash have to do with Das? What does the existence of our temple have to do with my ability to understand things, my ability to think, to comprehend? Some explain that the Beis HaMikdash was the epicenter of all knowledge. That it's only through the Beis HaMikdash that we have Malahar Tzdeya Hashem. That it's only once we have the temple, with the Sanhedrin, with the rabbis all gathered around discussing the most important topics of the world, that we can create the knowledge from Beis HaMikdash, from Yerushalayim, that emanates through the entire world. Ki mitzion teitze Torah. That it's through Yerushalayim that we get our knowledge. And when we don't have our Beis HaMikdash, and when we don't have our temple, so we're missing that source of knowledge. Which is why if you have a Yechidei school, you have someone who has Das. So says the Gemara, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in his day. Because if he really has Das, if he really has that intellectual capacity, so there's only one other way to get that. And that's through the Beis HaMikdash. So when it comes to us tonight, when it comes to what we're trying to feel, what we're trying to recognize in our lack of the Beis HaMikdash, we also refrain from the one thing that requires Das, and that's Havdalah. Now, on a philosophical level, on a theoretical level, we understand the message. But practically, how does that translate into how we approach this very serious day? In some ways, it's descriptive that this is the nature of the day, that we're missing a certain sense of intellectual capacity in that we're trying to mourn. But in another sense, it's a message to us that today is a day to not focus on figuring things out, to not focus on calculating, to not focus on our business, to not focus on statistics or numbers or figuring how to do things. But today is a day that we connect to our emotional side. That it's a day where we're supposed to be overwhelmed with the difficulties of the day. That the mourning process should be such that we have an incapability. We are no longer able to think straight. Our task tonight and our task through the rest of tomorrow is to try to feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. To try to get to that stage where we're overwhelmed with emotion that we can no longer think straight. That we are unable, not just that we can't, but that we are unable to make Havdalah because we don't have the requisite Das. With that, we'll transition into Maariv. While we say Maariv, obviously we will say the words of Atachon Antanu, but recognizing the fact that we're about to go into a day where we cannot fully embrace a true Havdalah, because we cannot fully understand the difference between Kodesh and Chol, because we're so overwhelmed by emotion of the mourning of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll start on page 2 in the Art Scroll Kinos, Tisha B'Av Machzor. Go ahead, Steve.